First of all, this is your first session, Representative. What's it like being there at the Capitol and just kind of doing all this work?
Well, you know, it is quite exciting. It's enjoyable being here. There's a lot of other great representatives and senators that I've met, and good folks from different companies and lobbyists, and it's kind of an exciting process. Very long, busy days.
What types of things did you go in knowing that you'd be doing, and maybe some things that you haven't expected so far?
Well, you know, going into it, and, you know, my focus has been on the folks back home in eastern Idaho in our district, and just trying to help, you know, represent them and stay focused on that. I do have interest in promoting our economy and making sure that we're still growing in our side of the state. Some things that I guess I didn't expect is how busy the schedule is. There's not a lot of downtime. There's meetings, there's, you know, for our committees, there's our caucus meetings, just, you know, working on bills and different things. There's just not a lot of extra time. And then during noon hour time and for dinners, and we're invited to dinners and lunches for different groups and associations to get to know some of the needs and some of their concerns a little bit better. And oftentimes they'll be up in the morning at 6 and don't get home until sometimes 8 or 9 or even later at night.
That sounds pretty busy. Now, you're on 3 committees. And those committees meet regularly. Are there any bills that you're trying to work on to bring forward to those committees?
You know, there are a couple of bills that I'm working on. I am on revenue and taxation to my morning committee. We've been reviewing a lot of administrative rules right now. Basically, Idaho has the ability to the legislature to review what rules that the agencies have put into place based on legislation that was passed last year, and we have the ability to reject some of those. And one of those that we did reject in our Revenue and Taxation Committee has to do with valuation of irrigated ag land. Bonneville County had some issues with that last year, and so did Elmore County. And so we kind of wholesale rejected that whole area. We want the tax commission to go back and redo those rules. They're more in line with the legislation that was passed. But also, as far as bills that I'm working on, one is a bill that was brought by a local constituent from Iona. It has to do with disclosing levy amounts. So on levy elections, if there's a levy issued on the taxpayers, they actually have to disclose the amount it would cost our taxpayers on the valuation of their house. So for example, for a $100,000 valuation, it would cost X amount of dollars. And so they would have that information right on the ballot, the levy ballot that they would vote on ahead of time, which is, I think, a very good transparency measure and disclosure to the voting people.
And would that bill include saying whether they're already paying a certain amount, like if it's a renewal levy?
Yeah, if it was a renewal levy, any time there is a new levy that would be voted on, it would actually disclose the amount it would cost the taxpayer on the actual ballot itself. They have to be truthful on that under the current conditions. So in the past, a lot of times some of these levies will be promoted as, well, it's not going to cost any more money, or it's not going to, you know, cost that much. And this way, it just kind of requires a little more of a full disclosure of what that's going to be. So there's voter can have an informed decision on whether they vote yes or no on it.
Gotcha. And you said you were working on possibly some other ones?
Yeah, there's another bill that I'm working on. This one is will end up in the Transportation Department. That's another department committee that I'm working on. So it'll be coming through there. But it's actually to classify the electric-assisted bicycles. So some of the bicycle manufacturers make some electric-assisted It'll have three different categories. One of those has to do with you have to pedal in order to get the electric assistance, and it can be a maximum of, I think, 20 miles an hour. Right now, some of the cities and counties don't know exactly how to classify these bicycles. Are they bicycles? Are they motorcycles? What are they? And this just kind of helps clear up some of the confusion on, the classifications. And so when it comes to determining whether they allow only bicycles, motorized or not motorized type things on certain trails, and it helps clarify all that.
Today, being Thursday, JFAC met, the Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee, and they heard from Superintendent Sherry Ibarra. I know education's a big deal, and she introduced her budget request, which would be, an 8% increase in funding. What are your thoughts on kind of the education and what the things that are happening there in Boise right now?
Yeah. Well, education is, one of our top priorities as a legislature, and commitment that we've made over the last few years has shown that we're trying to fund education. Everything has to revolve around the money that we have coming in. If we've got that revenue coming in the budget, that's a pretty tall order. I don't know how the numbers are going to land. I'm not sure that we're going to have quite that much to be available, but it's pretty much up to, I think, JFAC and others that are looking through and sifting through the numbers to determine what the revenue is. As a state, we cannot really deficit spend like the federal government does, so we have to make sure that the numbers we're projecting and setting for our budgets come out, that we're not running in the red. So it'll be an interesting year as far as the budget goes, and I think there's been a lot of talk that this might be just a little bit of a hold year where we're not going to increase a lot just because we don't know our tax revenues. The projections have been shy. They've been low the last few months, and we're just a little concerned about that. We think they might be made up after April 15th when people start, filing their tax returns and paying their income tax, but we'll be at a session before that day hits, and so our budget projections will be pretty much earmarked before we know for sure what's going to come through.
Any big bills that you're worried about this week, or big issues that have come to light that you want to tell us about from this week?
Let me think. This week, I know, some of the bills coming from different committees I don't always hear about until actually sometimes reading the news like anybody else, other than that, I'm also on judiciary rules. But I do know there's a couple of legislators that proposed an anti-abortion bill that provides, pretty much would, if it passes and it's accepted, it would prevent abortion from happening in Idaho. I'm a pro-life person. It'll just be interesting to see if this gets some traction and if it can get through committee and make it. One caveat that the bill itself has in it, it would, I believe, make a situation where the mother would be charged possibly with murder if she does an abortion. So it's a big jump from where we are right now. So it'll just be interesting to see if that does make it through and gets traction.
All right. Representative Doug Ricks from District 34, House Seat A, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with the folks back home.